Welcome to the Self-Realized Podcast with Linton Bergson, where you will shatter your limits. I am not much into the self-help industry as much as I'm into the self-realized individual, which is you. What matters most to you, how you get there, and the obstacles that may be in your way. If you would like to be part of this podcast and part of that discussion, I welcome you here with an open heart, open mind, and open arms. So, without further ado, let's get on with the podcast. This is episode 45, Transformation or Change? Which one do you need? In today's episode, you and I will take a look at the difference between transformation and change, and which one do you actually need? We have a habit in life, I know I do, to sometimes certainly look at what I want to do, not what I need to do, and I haven't given at times the right amount of reflection or introspection upon what I'm going to do for my next steps in life before I've taken the step. And one of the things I found in my life is that I actually made changes when what I needed to do was make a transformation from one area of my life or one relationship or a job or any part of my life that needed a complete overhaul. I didn't really think it needed a complete overhaul. You have been there, I'm sure. You may have thought sometimes that you could change something and then ended up realizing, well, it required more than just a change. If we take the time to look at what we're doing and we understand the difference between change and transformation, you and I would make better decisions about our lives. I know we would. And sometimes we just don't make the right decisions because we don't understand the difference between making a change and making a transformation. More importantly, we don't understand where it is we're trying to end up and what it will take to get there, so we embark on a journey that is not appropriate for our end game. I want to personally look at where I want to end up most of the time before I start implementing some type of change or transformation. Because if I'm very clear about where I want to end up, I can be very decisive about the methodology I'm going to apply to accomplish it. Let you and I first look at the definition of transformation. My definition, my personal definition of transformation is I am deciding to make a complete overhaul of a certain area of my life. Nothing in it is going to look the same. It's going to be completely transformed. The reason I chose the butterfly as part of the logo for Self-Realized, Shatter Your Limits podcast is because the butterfly, when you think about transformation, when the caterpillar comes out of its cocoon, it completely transforms itself from what it looked like, for the way it moved, the way it existed in this creation, into something completely different. You wouldn't recognize the caterpillar and the butterfly. You wouldn't even put them together, because in that transformation is a complete renewal. How you were, how you looked at things, and then what you became through the transformation is completely different. When you embark upon your decision to make a transformation, in my opinion, I would suggest that you take that as a good grounding starting point to define transformation for yourself. Use the butterfly. Use that visual. I do in my life. That's why, again, I have it as part of the logo. Am I prepared to completely transform the way the world sees me? More importantly, how I see and feel about myself. Make a complete transformation from where I am to where I want to be, wherever that is, where nothing looks the same. It could be called drastic change. another word for drastic change is transformation. But when we use drastic, it can conjure up for us fear, anxiety. That word drastic may even stop us making the move at all. Language is important, and understanding what we're doing with the language that we're speaking to ourselves is very critical. And when you have a visual behind the language that you're using, it helps you to become more receptive to making positive differences in your life as you go forward. When I use the word transformation, I use a visual of the butterfly. Why? Because it is an unfoldment. It is something that is going to unfold in a beautiful way when I make the transformation. When you think about transformation on an everyday basis, you look at nature. I'm a great proponent of using nature, as you will probably know from my previous episodes, if you've listened to them, that the self-realized individual is always looking at nature and having an internal process within themselves that is akin to what's going on in nature with themselves. In other words, if we use transformation as an example, night transforms to day. It is a major transformation. It's not a change. The reason I say that is you can see nothing when everything is dark. When the sun rises in the morning, everything is illuminated. It is a complete transformation. During the day, we have the hustle and bustle of everyday life. It is a complete transformation of the energy that we experience at night, which is quiet. There is a silence. There is a solitude at night that we can use. We can use that quiet time, that solitude at night, or pre-dawn hours for some meditation, for some quiet time, for some reflection, which is very useful to use to contemplate transformation or change in your life. Which one do you need to make? I would suggest you use that quiet time before the sun rises to reflect upon that so you can make the right decision. If you look back on history through ancient civilizations, to a large extent, they knew the difference and the sanctity of sunrise and sunset and how they celebrated that energy and how they used it to their advantage. Even in today's world, we know that in different religions and spiritual practices, sunrise and sunset are very important times to be used, that transformation, for whatever spiritual practices or prayer that different religions and people are involved in. Once the sun is up, the energy of the world changes. So does your world by default. People begin to engage you more during the day. You have more tasks to do during the day. You have more distractions during the day. So the transformation between day and night, very dramatic. You wouldn't say, in my opinion, that's a change. I will give you an example of change. When change occurs, that is a lot more subtle, but has the same effect. There is a difference from where things were to where things are now. Getting back to nature, using the sun. On a cloudy day, we all know that when the sun peeps out from behind the clouds, things change. The day is cloudy. You can still see what you're doing. You're still engaged during the day. But when the sun peeps out from behind the clouds for a moment, there's greater warmth, there's greater light. And we say to ourselves, or we say to people who are with us, oh, the sun popped out. It's nice to feel the warmth of the sun. There's a change in the light. There's a change in the temperature of the day for that moment. And when the sun pops out from behind that cloud, sometimes what you do, and I do, is try to stand, if we're outside, in a place where we can get some of those rays, because we can feel the change in the temperature. It might be a few degrees, but that's a change. It's subtle. When making the decision between transformation and change, one of the barometers I like to use and I suggest you use also is, do you want to make some subtle changes or do you want to make some major transformations in your life that will make your life look completely different from where you are today than you may want to be in 6 months? And when you decide that you want to make a transformation, that is going to require more of you than a change. So mentally, you would prepare for that. Part of the preparation for a transformation is a period of transition. I would suggest to you that you can implement change right away. Transformation needs a period of transition. Just like the sun rising in the morning, there's a transition between the sun rising in the morning and daylight coming up. There's a transition period. It happens slowly, but once it happens, it is a complete transformation. Transition is a word that I use with transformation. However, if I want to make a change, I don't always look at a period of transition as critical for me to make that change. Let me give you an example of that. I can make a change right now. There's no transition required to make a change. I could change if I wanted to right now. The fact I'm not going to have a cup of coffee right now that I would normally have in the morning. I can make that change right now, just not have it. How long I can sustain that change, well, that's a different conversation. But change can be made immediately. It's not going to have a major effect on my life if I miss a cup of coffee today. But I changed things up. I did it immediately. Change does not require, when I am making change, a period of transition. I can make changes when I like. Again, how long I can sustain that change, well, that gets into the conversation about habits. You change your habits. And then, obviously, they become a behavior change. A transformation, I wouldn't say, I don't think you would, and you would agree, that you're going to make a transformation of your habits. We don't say that. Because how long you keep making that change on an ongoing daily basis is going to determine if it becomes a habit. A transformation is usually a lot more permanent. And it requires a period of transition. It's not something that you're necessarily going to just do one time. It's not something that you can keep vacillating between. It is something that requires a commitment to. And once you've committed to that, you begin the transition from where you are to where you'd like to be. A caterpillar doesn't make a change to become a butterfly. It's a complete transformation. You are committed to transformation. And understanding that mindset gives you the ability to make the transformation with the three C's that I like to talk about quite often, which are courage, commitment, and conviction, which you need to do anything. Let us talk about transformation and give an example of that. Let us say that you are currently working for someone and you decide that you want to make a complete transformation of your work environment, where you're headed in life, where you see yourself going, your financial future, your working hours, you want to have more flexibility. So you decide to make a transformation from working for someone to working for yourself. There is going to be a period of transition between those two points. And in that period of transition, you will go through certain things, adjustments, to make that permanent change that you'd like to have in your life of working for someone to working for yourself. And there's a whole slew of skill sets and things you would need to be able to do that. So now your world and your life is not going to look anywhere near the same that it is now. Once you make that transition successfully, you will now be the butterfly that came out of the cocoon. You left the life of the caterpillar that was an old life, that was the old you, that was not who you wanted to be going forward. So you decided that you'd make a complete transformation, and now your life doesn't look anything the same. that successful transformation will give you a beauty, a freedom, an expression. You'll take flight because now you're going to discover things about yourself, being your own boss and being responsible for your unlimited income and who you are and the attributes and everything that you need to attain in skill set and confidence. You definitely will become a butterfly taking flight and flying around in a very different way than if you were still the caterpillar. Caterpillars don't fly. Understanding that visual and that difference between change and transformation, you can begin to look at what it is that you really want to have in your life. Before you make a decision about where you want to go and where you want to end up, begin to write things down. Create some type of record of what you want to do, where you want to go. Make it a very important part of your life, important part of your day, important part of your fabric of who you are. Don't just go along like an automaton in life and expect certain things to happen. Be deliberate about your decision making. And one of the most important decisions you need to be most deliberate about is, do I need to make a change or do I need to make a transformation? Because we can spend a lot of time, you and I, making incremental changes. And days and weeks and months and years can go by with these incremental changes when all along what was required was a complete transformation. So don't waste time in that vacillation. Be clear about what it is you want to accomplish. I'll give you another example that we can relate to. Everyone can relate to. You could look at your job, for instance, as I mentioned earlier. You can look at a relationship. Do you need to make a transformation from where you are in a relationship, be it professional, be it personal, or do you need to make some changes in the relationship? That is a whole different mindset. If you need to make a transformation in the relationship, then you need to set in motion a period of transition. If you need to make some changes, then you could have a discussion. You could have an ongoing dialogue about how things need to change in the relationship for it to continue growing, continue working for the relationship for both of you. And again, that is personal or professional. It can be the same in an organization with culture. Culture needs to change. Well, if the culture needs to change, you can do that. You can make some changes in the culture. Sometimes you need a complete transformation. And if it needs a complete transformation, then you're talking about maybe changing the leadership, maybe changing the way things are done altogether in the organization. That requires transition and is a much bigger commitment to that transformation. Being very clear about what is needed requires that you write things down. Not always on the computer through a program, but get a pen, get a piece of paper. And I know everybody has their own methodology. Maybe this methodology doesn't work for you. It works for me. I get a pen, a piece of paper, and I start writing things down. And I become very clear about what are the changes I need to make in my life and what are the transformations I need to make in my life. The self-realized individual is very clear about the difference. They're very clear about what it is they need to feel about themselves and their lives. They're very aware of themselves. The self-realized individual is always very aware internally about the compass that they're following. You and I have a compass. It's internal. There is no other mechanism for the compass to work. It's always internal because we feel when things aren't quite right. We know internally. It's not external. You know that and I know that. There's an internal mechanism, voice, spirit within us that wants us to keep our compass pointing north. And when we get off track and we get off direction, we just don't feel right. We feel like we're stumbling over our own feet. Our conscience bothers us. We have an unease in our life. Understanding when it's time to make a change and when it's time to make a transformation is going to be a critical factor and component in your life to keep your compass pointing north and keep you in balance. And once you begin to really apply those two differences in your life, and don't shy away from making that transformation and getting into the transition that that takes, you will find out as you go along in your life that it has greater meaning, you have greater development, you have greater sense of well-being, because you never want to be the caterpillar that never made that transformation into the butterfly and got crushed before it had the opportunity to fly and show its true colors to the world. Make the changes, make them boldly, and you will see that transformation, transition, and change are an integral part of your growth and personal development for you to feel really good about the outcomes in your life. I sincerely appreciate you listening to the podcast. Please subscribe so you do not miss any upcoming episodes. Whatever platform you're on, please leave a rating and review. I would greatly appreciate it. Any additional information on me, Linton Bergson, and my 5-star reviewed book, Purposeful Vision, is available at selfrealize.com, which is all one word. You can also leave any comments or suggestions on the website. I look forward to connecting with you very soon, and take good care of yourself.